Chapter 9, Mishnah 14, V'maadvarim Omrim. What is the case in the last Mishnah? Bezman she kli, as we said, that's when it's a utensil. But hasa pechusa ufakuka, if it was broken and filled up with bakash, with straw, or mechazekes abrim seya, or if it was bigger than 40 seya, kedivrei chachomim, according to the rabbis, tumatachte, if there was impurity underneath it, besoicha, or inside it, or algaba, or on top of it, Tumah boikas v'oila boikas v'yeredet. The tumah goes up and down in these cases. Now, it's, in the previous case, it was a utensil. In this case, it's no longer a utensil. It's been broken and it's fixed. And so it's no longer a utensil. Or it can hold 40 seahs. But nevertheless, according to the Chachomim, it's the same. The tumah does the same thing as the previous case. Reb Lezer v'Reb Shimon Omrim, they disagree. They say, ein tumah oila la. They disagree, they say that even when the impurity is confined beneath the half, it does not ascend into it, nor if the impurity is inside the half or above it, does it descend. In other words, it blocks the half, will block according to them. According to the rabbis, it doesn't block, and according to them, it does block. And last case, if this broken half will bigger than 40 says, is above a tefach, above the ground, so now it creates a space beneath it. Tuma tachteh, if there was tuma in that space, tachteh tama, only the underneath it is impure, because now it's acting as a tent, right, and it's blocking. Besoich, if there's tuma inside it, or al gabo, or on top of it, kenegdo al rakia tama, so now it will only go up, it won't go down, because again it's blocking it from going down.